Hey, Donna. So I'm looking at your sheet here, and basically it looks like your biggest concerns are you've got kind of a tough life right now. And, you know, I sympathize. It's you're in that sandwich generation. You've got teenage kids and you've got aging parents and you're trying to take care of them and work and support a family and still exercise and eat right and not drink too much. And then your friends are telling you, oh, you just need to take a billion supplements. It's really, really tough. And, you know, I think 50s are that age where there's really, you know, you can't settle into retirement yet. You've got kids who are still relying. You've got parents who are still relying on you. It's a tough time. And you add to that that your hormones are really, really declining. And so that really even makes you more irritable and more tired. And you just feel like there's just no way you can go on. So we have to kind of address a lot of things at this age because there's a lot going on. We are seeing a big drop in hormones. You know, hormones start to drop young. They start to drop in our 30s, but by our 50s, you start to get pretty deplete in a lot of hormones, particularly in progesterone. They'll start to also see a pretty big drop in testosterone by that point. And remember, testosterone, just like in men, it gives us our edge. It makes us feel stronger. It makes us have better sex drive again, you know, because you probably have no interest in sex at this point in the game. You've got way too much on your plate. So by getting more testosterone on board, we can help with that. So we want to make sure that we measure all the hormones and we balance all of those. So we sort of start there. Nutrients play a role, but it's tough because, you know, I can't tell you what nutrients are you lacking, what aren't you lacking. So to say, just take this supplement and everything will be better. I think there's definitely supplements that all of us need. We all need fish oil. We all need vitamin D. Most of us need some vitamin B. But what we really recommend at our clinic is that we kind of go at it with more scientific approach. Instead of throwing everything but the kitchen sink at you for supplements, we actually use them more judiciously because I'm going to overwhelm you if I tell you to take 25 supplements. So what we usually recommend is actually doing what's called a micronutrient panel where we can actually sort of look at what is floating around in your blood, what's getting inside your cells, because sometimes even if you're taking things or eating properly, some of it's not getting into the cells. So we have a really very cool blood test that we can do that looks both at your serum and at inside the cells, both red cells and white cells, to see what kind of nutrients are getting there. That's where they're doing their job. So you may be getting B12, but it's not getting into the cells. So we'll see a nice high serum level. So if I just was your doc and I did a blood test, it would look great. But then I might look inside the cells and there wasn't getting in there. So we have to look at why that might be. How do we dose it differently? So we'll start with getting the hormone panel, and then we're going to look at some micronutrients. From there, once we get those things corrected, this is all sort of a stepwise approach. So you've got to be a little patient with me because we're going to have to take each thing, you know, and fix this and fix this because I want you to sort of stick with me on this because we want to get you back to health, but we're not going to just do it all at once. Once we see how you're doing with getting all the hormones balanced, and that's you know, I think you'll very likely need some testosterone. You'll very likely need some progesterone, maybe some estrogen. You may be a little young for estrogen. You'll probably need a few simple nutrients. A lot of times magnesium is contributing to fatigue. Low vitamin B12 and the other B complex vitamins are important. Then lastly, we have to look at other things that sort of get depleted as we age. And one of the things is our own growth hormone. So growth hormone, we used to use it a lot. But, you know, it's expensive and it's hard to dose. And so now we have a lot safer, better ways of raising growth hormone as well. Growth hormone is amazing because if you sort of think about when we're really young, we're producing a lot of growth hormone and it makes our skin nicer and it makes our hair nicer and we lose belly fat and we gain muscle. And we just feel better. And where I used to have to use very expensive, maybe more sketchy things, growth hormone that we would have to get from China and other places, we now have what are called growth hormone secretagogues. So they're little peptides, which are short chains of amino acids, that you can give yourself that cause your own production of growth hormone to increase. So once we get the hormones balanced and the nutrients balanced, then we can actually get to some of the really fun little things that are going to make you feel just amazing again. So we just take this one step at a time. We start with the basics. We keep getting you better and better and better. And every month you and I can kind of meet and talk about new things and where are you going with this and make refinements in this. And if you give us 6 months, a year, I will promise you, you're going to feel back to your old self like you did in your 20s.